what's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there. Has anyone ever told you that your eyes are as blue and calm as the sea where many of my friends and former lovers have mysteriously disappeared?
End the sentence sooner.
Whatever you do, do not whip out your phone and attempt to match his picture with anyone on FBI's most wanted list.
Are you sure?
Or maybe you should.
Yeah.
No, instead, tell him you love the sea. And maybe you two can go boating sometime.
That's a great idea.
That's when you get in the number of the loser line. So hopefully that harmless, armless man leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks again for being so kind. I did not mean to dump all over you with, like, my coworker dying suddenly. I guess it all just came pouring out. I needed a place to vent. Anyways, the least I could do is pay you back by offering you some of her supplies. I know that that might sound weird, but, like, have you been to Office Depot lately? Staplers are, like, $15 now. And that's just, like, the normal ones. So, yeah, if you could come over to the office building where I work, obviously, tomorrow night, later would be preferable. We could definitely go through her drawers and pick out a few things, maybe grab a drink after if you're down. I don't think she'd mind, you know, like, obviously, she's dead. She's not here. So, yeah, give me a call back.
I've heard
she would have wanted it this way, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people stealing, like, flowers from a burial site before, but maybe this is the new thing?
A stapler?
Oh. Yeah, pens and paper clips and binder clips from a dead person's workspace.
I would just like to know how he went from crying his eyes out one night to being completely fine with it all. Like, very quickly.
He vented, and now he got past it. Yeah.
That's all you have to do,
he helped.
Wow. I call dibs on Brooke's desk, by the way.
Yeah.
Dude. Next message.
Hey, Wendy. So look, I'm just going to come right out and say it. Normally, I don't believe in love at first sight, but when I saw you, it's silly, but I thought when I get sick someday, and not like regular sick, like sick, I could see you being like the best nurse ever. There's so many yellow cups and meals, you know, delivered to my room with a smile and fresh socks on my feet every couple of hours. You just have that caring quality that like, basically it's like, you make me feel like no one's more important than anyone else. Like, you just take really good care of people, especially the people you love. And I'm a planner, and I already ate a lot of crappy food, so I feel like I'm probably going to get sick real soon. So, call me.
Next message.
I don't understand.
That is a nurse fantasy that isn't like other men's nurse fantasy.
It's like a kink or something.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Do you?
I could see you changing my bedpan one day.
Yeah. Mm. When I die, I want to be looking right in your eyes, girl.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, after like 30 years with that dude, she's going to be hitting him over the head with the bedpan.
Yeah. She's ready for it.
Speed up the process.
Yeah. Speaking of taking care of one another, I'm going to take care of our listeners right now.
Aw, Jeff.
Head on over to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page. Follow us and let the hilarious content heal your body and your mind from whatever is going on in your life. Okay. In fact,
ooh, it tingles.
Tell your doctor that Brooke said, I don't have to take your fancy overpriced medicines anymore.
Uh-uh.
This TikTok page is doing wonders for my failing kidneys.
Yeah, I do my own research.
Screw you, Western medicine. Now, back to the voicemails.
Next message.
Hey, John. Sorry, it's Kate again. I've just been trying to confirm that you are still available to help me tomorrow to prepare for the phlebotomy exam that we talked about. I have been practicing drawing blood on my roommate since we last spoke, and I want to tell you that I'm having a much better time when I try to hit the actual vein instead of having to, like, repeatedly stab the area. I do want to apologize to you because, like, I do feel really bad that we tried in the bar. I thought that was a little, I mean, that was awesome that you were willing to try because I had the needle on me and everything. But I did miss your vein, I think it was like 6 times. I promise that will not happen again. I honestly think, though, that maybe I shouldn't do it when I'm that drunk. I like maybe one shot of tequila instead of like 3 before we do it will be better. But anyway, if you want to come over anytime today or tomorrow, let me know. Give me a call back. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Why do I feel like it was definitely more than 3 shots of tequila if they're drawing each other's blood in the middle of a bar?
And more than more 6 missed attempts.
I don't think it was each other's. I think it was just her.
Just her?
His arm. Yeah.
I also hope they told people. Some you people guys... are these people just shooting up in the corner? Back in the corner?
I actually appreciate that she's practicing. Because I swear that I have had people draw my blood that have never done it before.
They need a couple drinks.
I'm like, literally, you can see the vein. How are you missing it?
Next message.
Hey, my mom's in the other room. So I have to keep this kind of quiet. But I still wanted to get your feedback on my movie review channel that I'm doing on YouTube. So hold on. I need to start the music. There we go. This is Godzilla versus Kong. Kong walks in going all... Then Godzilla comes in going all... And it's pretty cool. But there's a surprise at the end. I'll give you one hint. So overall, I give it 3.5 goldfish crackers. So how's that?
Next message.
Oh my god!
I'm ready to subscribe.
Talk about spoilers, though. Now I know exactly how the movie ends.
With the sad dolphin?
Oh, I thought Kong got Godzilla pregnant.
That's cute, too.
Okay, maybe there is some mystery left.
Yeah. You
gotta stir up more mystery.
And now I gotta see this film. Yeah. Make sure you listen to Loserland regularly, by the way, at this time every single week. And make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. It's not nearly as good as that movie review site. But it's pretty good. Now we're gonna do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.